Thank you for calling the Organizational Staff Analyst Newsline for the week starting Monday, March 28th. We will start off with some very good news. The staff of the Office of Public Advocate has chosen to join the Organization of Staff Analysts. It is an extremely rare occurrence when a group of workers decide on their own to form a union. Our own history includes a moment in 1970 when 12 personnel examiners formed what later became the Organization of Staff Analysts. Later, it was the top ranks of school safety and traffic enforcement who self-organized and then joined OSA as a group. Now, once again, we have been chosen by like-minded individuals to join forces as union brothers and sisters. Jumani Williams, our public advocate, has expressed support for the staff decision, and we are requesting voluntary recognition for the group. Our next news is from the Municipal Labor Committee. Chairperson Harry Nespoli has asked that Mayor Adams reconsider the plight of over 1,400 civil servants who were forced to leave the job rather than accept vaccination. If the mayor is now allowing a waiver of the vaccine requirements for popular sports players, it seems only fair to extend this to the rank and file workers. Also, if you personally had good news and were recently promoted or appointed to the position of either associate or administrative staff analyst by way of an exam list or a hiring pool, please call Sheila Gorski at the union office. Management does not always keep us informed, and our union does need to know what is happening. Calling Sheila to tell her of your appointment helps us to keep management honest. Remember, the job you protect is your own. One final bit of news concerns Ukraine. 1 year after Putin seized the Crimea and Donbas sections of Ukraine, a series about the Ukrainian presidents began to air on TV. The show was a comedy about a history teacher who stumbled into the presidency of the country. It starred an unassuming young man named Zelensky. The show attacked Ukrainian political corruption in every episode and was really quite funny. Even funnier, it led to actor Zelensky being run for the real presidency of the Ukraine, and his eventual victory was with 73% of the vote. Now, as President Zelensky, he leads the country in resisting a renewed assault by Russia. Netflix is airing, with subtitles, the original series. If you have Netflix, or have a friend who does, the series, Servants of the People, is hilarious and very, very topical. Watch just one episode and you may well get hooked. That's all news for this week. Thank you for calling and call again next week.